I'm back, better than ever. Hey guys, it's been a long time. I was sick the last couple weeks. I got tested for the flu. Got tested for COVID. And I was negative on both, so kind of frustrating. And I guess it was just a really bad sinus infection, even though I had symptoms of COVID and flu. So anyway, I know it's been a while. I'm sure you guys miss my beautiful, happy voice. And let's talk some fantasy football. The landscape has changed in the last couple weeks since we've talked. We've had some major injuries. Unfortunately, it's coming to my team a lot this year. They'd be out with Anthony Richardson for at least 4 weeks. Could be up to 8 weeks. And it could be the rest of the season for him. So his rookie season could be getting cut short. We have star wide receiver Justin Jefferson going on IR at least 4 weeks. I know before the season he wanted a contract extension. They weren't able to come to terms on a new deal. Makes you wonder if he even comes back the rest of the year. The Vikings will most likely won't be in playoff contention. And with him wanting a new deal, he's not going to risk further injury. So maybe they come to a new deal during his absence and he returns to play, or he just doesn't return the rest of the year, which obviously would be a big blow to the Corson's kids team with no Justin Jefferson. We thought maybe Travis Kelce would be missing time with a high ankle sprain. Looks like he's good to go for tonight's game against the Broncos. What else injury was? James Conner's gonna miss some time. 4 weeks going on IR with a knee injury. Devon Achane. He's gonna be missing time also, 4 weeks. Sounded like it was a ankle injury. So he's gone. Injuries are a bitch this time of the year. And, of course, the year we get rid of IR is when it wants to rain and pour with injuries. So that's the injury situation. We had waivers yesterday with Justin Jefferson being out for at least 4 weeks. KJ Osborne was the big money option on waivers this week with the $41 bid. Seems a little rich, but Brett needs help at wide receiver. I thought he would have went for like 20 to 25, but Brett spent up his last remaining money on KJ Osborne. He dropped, I'm going to butcher this guy's name, Jaleel McLaughlin, who he just spent fab on last week for $20, and now he's gone. Sean picked up Amari DiMarcato, $19 bid, and now they've announced that he is actually going to be the backup to Keontae Ingram. Picked up Tank Bigsby for $13. Hasn't seen a lot of action, but he is the handcuff to Travis Etienne. And we've seen how injuries have happened. So, and Etienne actually missed some time last year as well. Lions defense for Dum-Dum. So Keith probably has the best pickup of the week with picking up Keontae Ingram, who is now listed as the starter for the Arizona Cardinals. Does have a tough matchups coming up. He has Rams, at Rams, at Seattle, at Baltimore, at Cleveland, at Atlanta, or home against Atlanta, home against the Ravens, but still pretty tough matchups. And then James Conner will be back. Dun, dun, dun. There was a trade. Jimmy traded 25 for Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. Jimmy was lacking wide receiver depth. And I was told Jimmy would have paid more than $20 for JSN if he was on waivers. So let's look at the matchups for this week. Oh, and one more thing. I think, in my opinion, Brian should be taking a shotgun for losing to an 0-8 team last week. I think that's only fair. Kind of embarrassing. You lose to an 0-8 team. And, yeah. Brian actually ended up getting two losses. So, he lost to Lloyd. And then he lost against the league median. So, but you lose to an 0-8 team. Come on, bro. Shotgun a beer. All right. So we got shotgun formation taking on Brett. Brian has a pretty good lineup. He's starting Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry this week, along with Baker Mayfield against the Lions. Jamar Chase, Chris Godwin, Ayuk, Evan Ingram, James Palmer in the 49ers defense. We have Brett has Burrow, Bijan, Ken Walker, Rahman, London, Osborne, and Logan Thomas. And Jahan Dotson in the Bills defense. Brett's projected to win right now, but I'm going to go with Brian. We got Sean and Tyler taking on Keith. Sean and Tyler's special teams are projected to win. And Devontae Adams is questionable to play, but I'm sure he'll play. Keith has to roll out Zeke because Najee Harris is on bye. So he's Madison, Kupp, Lamb, Thomas, Kittle, Robert Woods, and the Jags defense. I like special teams to win this week. Got Kevin taking on Lloyd. Kevin has backup running back Jameer Gibbs. Miles Sanders is questionable. Hollywood's questionable. Darren Waller's questionable. Didn't really have great options on the bench. Lloyd has Goff, Rashad White, Montgomery, Olave, Addison. I'd be kind of worried about Olave with Derek Carr's injury, with that sprain. Hopefully he gets better in a couple weeks, but it could be something to watch. And if I was Logan, I'd be starting Josh Downs over Josh Reynolds in his flex. Gardner Minshew seems like he likes some Downs. We got Nikeen Allen experience taking on Nothing. What an experience that was when he played me. Loved it. He has Fields, Mixon, Jacobs, Allen, Garrett Wilson, Zay Jones, Ferguson, Mike Evans, and the Chiefs defense. The kids, they got Hurts, Zach Moss, backup running back, Justice Hill. Some would say he's a backup running back. Christian Kirk, Debo, Zay, questionable, Travis Kelce, Jacoby Myers, and the Cowboys defense. I'm rolling with Jimmy this week to pull off the upset and to end the undefeated season for the kids. We got Dum Dum taking on Sean. Dum Dum has Josh Allen, Kamara, Eckler, who's returning from injury, Devontae Smith, who's a tough matchup with the Jets defense. Hopkins, Gabe Davis, and Laporta, who's been a home run for Dum Dum, Pacheco, and the Lions defense. Sean has Lamar in London, Etienne, Stevenson, Cooper, Pittman, Cortland Sutton tonight, not great, Kyle Pitts, Barkley, and the Pats defense. I'm rolling with Dum Dum this week. And I got myself taking on just the two of us. They have Tua, Kyren Williams, DeAndre Swift, Nico Collins, Jalen Waddle, Metcalf, Goddard, Diggs, and the Eagles defense. I have a quarterback to be named later. CMC, James Cook, DJ Moore, Lockett, and Boyd. Mark Andrews and Roschon Johnson. If Roschon is still in the concussion protocol after today, I'll probably be starting Jerry Jeudy and the Browns defense. I'm going to go with the two of us to beat me this week. Not feeling great with my matchups in week number 6. So that was everything. Brian, get another beer ready since you lost your brother and to an 0-18. You should be shotgun another one. And week 6, the standings are as follows. The Corson kids are 10-0. Myself with 8-2. Dum Dum 7-3. Special teams is 6-4. Just the two of us is 5-5. Keith is 5-5. Jimmy's 4-6. Brian's 4-6. Brett's 4-6. Kevin's 3-7. Sean and Lloyd are 2-8. Good luck to everyone in week number 6, and hopefully we have no more serious injuries. And if you have a quarterback, probably should send me a trade offer. Just saying. Talk to you later. Deuces.